This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline is due out with its quarterly profits calculation tomorrow with a large elephant quietly present. The company's under investigation in China for bribing doctors. Well, how common is that? Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Chinese police allege GlaxoSmithKline bribed doctors in China with money and trips, using a tax receipt scam to hide the wrongdoing. It may sound like a most nefarious plot, but those in the know say it's par for the course in China.
It's a systemic problem. This is certainly not a GlaxoSmithKline problem.
Sean Ryan is author of The End of Cheap China. Salaries for doctors in China average less than $1,000 a month. As a result, bribes are an integral part of China's healthcare system, says Ryan.
I think foreign pharmaceutical brands are caught in a conundrum. In order for them to sell into China, they have to give bribes, because that's what the Ministry of Health and that's what hospital administrators and doctors are forcing them to do. If you don't give a bribe, you can't expand here.
Ryan suspects the government is singling out GlaxoSmithKline because it wants to put an end to the corruption in China's healthcare system, and it's easier to target foreign companies to scare the entire industry. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.